I'll begin this morning by reading one of Shinran Shonin's poems. This poem is about one of the benefits that we receive from our Buddhist practice of saying the name of the Buddha. 今日はあの念仏の、あの、まあ、利益という、まあ、利益のことについて、あの、親鸞上人のご和讃を拝読して、始まりたいと思います。I invite you to join me in 合唱。合唱をお願いします。When we say Namo Amida Butsu, the countless Buddhas throughout the ten quarters surrounding us 100-fold or 1,000-fold rejoice in and protect us. Namo Amida Bu o tonaereba Jippo Muryo no Shoubutsu wa 110-10 inyu shite yorokobi mamori tama o nari to namandavutsu 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 namandavutsu. Good morning, everyone. Minasan ohayou gozaimasu. So this is our last service for the month of April. And does anyone remember what our important Buddhist observation, our important Buddhist service we had this month was? A couple weeks ago, we had something here, very important Buddhist celebration for the year. Do you remember what it was? Hanamatsuri, that's right. Yeah, I see a few people saying Henzo had his hand up. He knew what it was. Hanamatsuri. And what is Hanamatsuri? Hanamatsuri. Yeah, do you know, Kate? That's right, the day that the Buddha was born. The day that was Buddha was born. It was the Buddha's birthday party, right? Buddha's birthday party. まあ、今月の、あの、初めに、釈迦様の、誕生日を祝う、お参りしたんですね。So this month we've been talking about the Buddha when he was a young boy, when he was growing up in the palace. And so I wanted to share a story with you this morning of one of the experiences that the Buddha had with his cousin Devadatta. Does anyone remember about the Buddha's cousin Devadatta? Yeah? Enzo, do you remember about him? What was he like? Do you remember? He killed a swan. That's right. That's right. And that is exactly the story that I would like to share with all of you this morning. So thank you very much, Enzo. So I'm gonna have Enzo come up and give the Dharma talk. I'm going to go in my office and take a nap. Just kidding, Enzo. But so that's right. One of the very famous stories of the Buddha's cousin Devadatta was a story of when he shot a swan with an arrow. So the Buddha and his cousin, they were both princes. They were both princes. So they both lived in very comfortable palaces. And they had very nice gardens where they could go for a walk. But as princes, they also studied martial arts. Does anyone here study martial arts? Martial arts like karate or judo or kudo, that's archery. So they had studied the art of shooting with a bow and arrow. With a bow and arrow. And so one day they decided, well, let's go out for a walk. They went out, decided to go out for a walk, and Devadatta, the Buddha's cousin, said, well, you know what, I'll bring my my bow and arrow and we can practice our archery. We can practice shooting bows and arrows while we're on our walk. してある日、釈迦様の仏になる前、シダッタと言うんですけど、シダッタとそのいとこのデバダッタが散歩に行こうという話があって、散歩に行こう。で、あの、こういう、まあ、弓と矢を持って、こういう、なんか、弓道も練習しようと思いまして。So as they're walking along, and they see a beautiful big swan flying through the air. And so, what does Devadatta do? Says, that looks like a good... What do you think? Do you remember, Finley? What happens? He shoots the swan, that's right. He thinks, this looks like a good opportunity for target practice. Right, so he pulls out his bow and arrow and he shoots the swan. And Devadatta was a very good shot, so he was able to shoot the swan out of the air.
して大きいアヒルが飛び出してデバダッタがこういう矢を出してそしてこういうアヒルに当たってアヒルが落ち込むんですね。
So then the swan falls down to the ground and the both boys run to get it. But who was the faster runner? Does anyone know who was the faster runner?
で、二人とも走り出すということで、走り出す。でも誰が速いでしょう?
Enzo, do you remember who was faster? Siddhartha, that's right. The Buddha was a faster runner. And so he got to the swan first.
で、シダッタが先にアヒルのところに着くんですね。
And so he picks it up and he pulls the arrow out of the swan. He pulls the arrow out of the swan's wing and he takes a plant like aloe. Does anyone here have aloe plants in their yard? Yeah? And he can use it to treat a wound. So he takes a plant like aloe and he's treating the swan's wound and he's taking care of it. He's taking care of it. And then Devadatta runs up and what does he say? Does anyone? He says, yeah, Finley, do you remember? He gets angry, doesn't he? He says, hey, that's my swan. He says, I'm the one who shot it down, so I'm the one who should get to keep it.
して、釈迦様が先にそのアヒルについて、アヒルに矢を出して、その看病をするんですね。その元気になるように一生懸命します。
で、デブダッタがついたら、それは僕が当たったアヒルですから、僕のものだと言って、そして、喧嘩になるんですね。So they start to, they have a disagreement. The future Buddha, Siddhartha, he says, I'm taking care of this bird. I'm caring for it. So it's mine. Devadatta says, no, I'm the one who shot it down. It's mine. And so they decide to go to a wise teacher. They say, Let's let him decide who gets to keep this swan.
そして、打った人と、こういう、元気になってほしい人と、誰のアヒルですかと、いろいろ取り合いをして、結局、そういう、頭のいい先生のところに行きます。
So then they take the swan to their teacher, to their wise teacher, and they ask him, who gets to keep the swan?
で、先生に尋ねます。先生に聞きます。誰のアヒルですか?
And what their teacher said, he thought about it, he looked at both boys, he looked at the bird, and he said, the swan goes to the one who is trying to care for it, not the one who would take its life. The swan should go to the boy who's going to help it get better, and not the boy who would hurt it.
で、アヒルはその元気にさせる子に、それがそのアヒルがもらうべきです。で、そのアヒルを怪我させる子はアヒルをもらうべきじゃないと言いました。
And so the Buddha took the swan and he cared for it and he nursed it back to health.
そして将来仏になるシダッタがこのアヒルを看病して結局元気になりました。元気になりました。
So this is a wonderful story about the Buddha, but it's also a story that can teach us something about our own lives.
そしてこの話で、仏様の教えはよくわかることができるんですけど、私たちの人生も学ぶところがありますね。
So think about this story. You think about the story, there are many characters in that story, right? There's Devadatta who shoots the arrow. There's the swan who gets hit by the arrow and gets injured, and there's the Buddha. There's the Buddha, the future Buddha, Siddhartha, who cares for this bird. When you hear this story, which one of these do you think of as yourself? Which one of these characters do you identify with? When you hear the story, who do you think? That's me. Who thinks of themselves as Siddhartha? Who thinks of themselves as the swan who got hurt? Okay. Who thinks of themselves as Devadatta? Yeah? A lot of you didn't raise your hand. But right? So if you think about it, as you hear the story, you think, who am I? Who am I in this story? Right?
この話を聞いたら、私がどれでしょう? 釈迦様、将来仏になる師だったですか？アヒルを救う人、またはアヒルに矢を打つ出歯だった悪い、意地悪い子、または怪我したアヒル、どっちでしょう？ Okay, so which one are we?Think throughout our lives, we play many of these different roles. Maybe from day to day, even in the course of one day, we could be all three of these, depending on who we're with and what we're doing. Right? Today, we're doing our rice planting. We're doing our rice planting. As you came in, you saw lots of rice plants out in front. Lots of rice plants that have grown from little seeds. Back in January, they were just little seeds. And now they've become plants about this tall, right? About maybe 1 foot tall. そして、こう、入り口のところに、この、米の植物、米の八重がありますね。まあ、大体、まあ、30センチぐらいの高さになってきましたね。So we look at those, and someone has cared for those. Maybe it was Mr. Shimoide.Maybe it was me, it was a couple of my plants. Maybe it was some of you. Someone has raised those plants up, they've cared for them, they've taken care of those lives, just like the Buddha took care of the swan. そして、まあ、ある人はこの、米を育てて、お釈迦様のように優しくしてあげて元気になっていることですね。And over the next few months, we're going to continue to care for those rice plants so they get nice and big.And they'll eventually have grains of rice, and each one of those grains of rice could become another plant. Each one of those grains of rice is a life of its own, right? そして米の一つ粒、それに命が入って、それをまた植えて、また成長して、この米の木になりますね。Right? But then, at the end of the summer, what's going to happen to those rice plants?して春、秋になったらどうするんですか? Does anyone remember last year what we did with the rice plants? What did we do? You remember? Enzo, do you remember? We harvest them, right? And we cut them off, right? We cut them off. So we take care of these plants, but then we also cut them down, right? So that we can have the rice. And what do we do with the rice? What do we do with rice mostly? Right? Yeah?We eat rice, right? そして米を食べるんですね。So we receive that life, so we grow this life, and then we take it into our own bodies. So it becomes part of us, right? And we're taking that life. We're taking the life of the rice so that we can live. そしてまあ私たちが結局この米を育つけど、その稲刈りをして切っていただいて、その命をいただいて食べて、私たちの一部となるんですね。So we are also, well, we care for it, we're also the ones who we receive that life. We receive that life. So let's think about that story of the Buddha again. Think about that story of the Buddha. The Buddha, he saves the swan. He saves the swan. He keeps the swan from getting hurt, but he also...keeps his cousin Devadatta from harming the swan. そして釈迦様がこのアヒルを救うことがあるんですけど、このいとこがそのアヒルにそれ以上怪我をさせることをしないようにDevadattaも救うことがあるんですね。So he saves his cousin from causing more harm. そしていとこがもっとアヒルに怪我をさせるように釈迦様がそれをしないようにしますね。So in this story, the Buddha saves the swan, but he also saves his cousin. そして釈迦様がアヒルを救うんですけど、いとこも救いますね。So the Buddha's teaching, Siddhartha, he's a young boy like many of you, the same age as many of you, and yet he already understands...that causing harm to others also causes harm for ourselves. そしてまあ若いシダッタは常にもう既にこういう人を怪我させることは人にまあ楽しくないことをさせるのは自分が楽しくなくなるということも分かってるんですね。And this is the same what wisdom we receive from the Buddha's teaching. The Buddha helps us to see that when we cause harm for others, we're also making life difficult for ourselves. で、仏様の教えを聞くと、自分が人に大変なことを与えたら、自分も大変になることは気づくことがありますね。So as we hear the teachings of the Buddha is even helping us. He's helping us to keep from causing harm for other people. で、仏様の教えを聞いたら、私たちが人にこう大変なことをさせないように、指導、導きがありますね。
And that's why it's said that the Buddhas are constantly protecting us. This verse that I read at the beginning of my talk today, it says, surrounding us 100-fold or 1,000-fold, that when we say the Nembutsu, when we turn our mind to the Buddha protects us.
して仏様に心を向かい合ったら念仏を模してそれが仏様に守られることになりますね。
So to be protected by the Buddha doesn't mean we're not going to have difficulties. Doesn't mean we're not going to have hard times. Doesn't mean we won't have misfortunes, that we won't get sick or lose our job or have some other problem, fall down and hurt ourselves. What it means is that when we have those troubles, we will see the correct way to go forward, even though we're having a hard time, we'll see how to live with kindness for others. And we'll see that if we have a hard time, if we make things more difficult for other people, that makes it harder for us. So the Buddha's teaching protects us from ourselves and our own self-centered thinking.
仏様の御教えが私たちの自分自身のわがままの心から私たちを守ることですね。自分がわがまま自己中心的なことをしたら周りの人が大変になりますし自分が大変になるんですね。ですから仏様の教えを聞いたらそのわがままなことをやめて自分も楽になるということですね。
So that's what it means to be preserved and protected by the Buddha, to understand our own lives and to see how we can keep from causing trouble for others.
仏様に守られることというのは自分をよくよく分かって自分が周りにいろいろな迷惑をかけるのはしょうがないんですけどちょっと自分が迷惑をかけていることを気づいてそれをちょっと遠慮することになりますね。
So I'd like to conclude by reading another line from one of the writings of Shinran, and this expresses the change that we experience, the way that our hearts change in hearing the Nembutsu.
そして最後に親鸞聖人のお言葉をいただいて心はお念仏を申したらどういうふうに変わることについてお話ししたいと思います。
I invite you to join me in 合唱。
合唱をお願いします。
Signs of long years of saying the Nembutsu and aspiring for birth can be seen in the change of heart that had been bad and in the deep warmth for friends and fellow practicers。
長年の間、念仏して往生を願う姿とは、かつて自らの悪い心を改めて同じ念仏の仲間とも互いに親しむ思いを持つようになることですと。
南無阿弥陀仏、南無阿弥陀仏、南無阿弥陀仏。
Namanda, but Namanda, but Namanda, but Namanda, but Namanda, but Namanda.